A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Paul's escorts had taken him to Athens, they came away with instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Then Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, "You, Athenians, I see that in every respect you are very religious. For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to an unknown god. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, because he needs anything. Rather, it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since therefore we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold, silver, or stone by human art and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent, because he has established a day on which he will judge the world with justice through a man he has appointed, and he has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead." When they heard about resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, "We should like to hear you on this some other time." And so Paul left them. But some did join him and became believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the court of the Areopagus, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth.
Verbum Domini.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Let the kings of the earth and all peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you.
Verbum Domini.
Many of us are involved in works of charity, whether it be preaching, teaching, instructing, perhaps helping the poor, working at the food pantry, or other works of mercy. And when we engage in these works of God, it can sometimes be a little disappointing and even frustrating when we don't see any results, when there's no affirmation, or when no one has come to acknowledge us. Today we hear about St. Paul, who goes to the Areopagus, and there he is, with a very eloquent speech, but yet they don't follow him. Only a few go. So St. Paul teaches us today how to persevere, how to be immovable, how to abound in the work of the Lord. And so we take a look at here the Acts of the Apostles. And St. Paul is now in Athens, and there was a place on a hill called the Areopagus. This location is where the court was. This was a very high court. Around the court were people of influence and prominence. At the same time, Athens was a very prestigious city, known for its universities, and for its academic excellence. So people from all over the world would come to Athens to learn. Athens was always had the reputation of having the finest philosophers, or people who were deep thinkers, individuals who could reason very well. And so here is St. Paul in Athens at the Areopagus. And there he is about to evangelize. The philosophers are very curious about what he has to say. They've heard about him, and now they want to speak with him. So here is St. Paul talking to these very sophisticated and highly intellectual men, and even a few women there. And so St. Paul immediately, he knows who these people are, that they are pagans, and that many of them believe in gods and what it says here, unknown gods. You know, for many centuries they had like these shrines and altars to all these unknown gods, and for some reason or another they had one that was there and had a very prominent place, and it said to the unknown god. So here is Paul.
speaking to them. Now, Paul, he speaks to them in a manner that they can understand. Now, he knows his philosophy. Paul's a very learned man himself. You know, he's studied philosophy, studied languages, studied, of course, knows very well the Hebrew text. And so Paul, though, he speaks in terms that they could understand. He starts speaking about these unknown gods, but then he eventually starts to reason. And he speaks to them about the God who created the universe, the one who created the earth. And so they are listening to him. But then as soon as he starts to talk about Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead, they immediately scoff at him. He says, who is this? Because, you see, at the time, many of these philosophers, mostly the Platonists, they believed that the body was a prison of the soul. Since the body, you know, had like this this sort of attraction or appetite for what is pleasurable, that it really kept the soul down, and that when the person died, the soul was free now from the body, and now it could ascend to the heavens with the gods. Well, this, of course, is untrue to us who are Christians, who believe in God. You know, and God, we believe that, and the church, as Catholics, Christians, that the body is body-soul composite. It's together. It's one. And so here is Jesus, who is fully God, fully man, the divine person, who dies but yet rises again. And so this is what Paul is communicating to them. They have a hard time understanding, and you know, most of them say, okay, well, maybe you can come another time, we can discuss this later on. Well, speaking to all those influential people, you know, they don't want to hear all that he has to say. But two go with Paul, out of all of them, out of this whole crowd, two go, Dionysius and a woman named Damaris. And Dionysius would later become the first bishop of Athens. Damaris would be known in some of the later manuscripts as a very respectable and honorable woman of God. So here is Paul. They kind of refused to hear all he had to say. But Paul, in his address to them, is still sowing seed. See, he is still guided by the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus is speaking to us today. Jesus is telling the disciples that everything that he has come from the Father. And what the Father has given to him, he gives to them. And so he, the Lord Jesus Christ, gives to us. See, we are another Christ. We are led by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Paul is walking in the power of the Holy Spirit with love. You know, he's very attentive, very sensitive to the voice of the Spirit of God. And this is why he's able to evangelize to them as they did. Well, only two go with Paul. However, he's not frustrated. He's not discouraged. He continues on evangelizing, having the confidence that the Holy Spirit, the Lord, has just used him, and that it's in God's hands now. And so he goes forward. And for us, you know, we're human beings. And hey, we have human needs, emotional needs. We like to be affirmed, patted on the back, you know, acknowledged. There's nothing wrong with that. See, but when that is everything we're living for, and when we base our hope in that, and our purpose in only that and what we receive from what we are doing, then there's going to be disappointment when we don't get it. See, this is all for Jesus, all for him. And, you know, as Jesus says, that everything he has, he gives to us. And what he's giving to us is he's giving to us his grace, which is life in him. And so in having it declared, the Holy Spirit declaring it to us, that means we are going to live as Jesus did. And even many people rejected Jesus. Many did not acknowledge him or affirm him. They rejected him. Even his own people, as we hear at Nazareth, they wanted to kill him right away and throw him off the cliff. He escaped. It wasn't his time yet. So, yes, it is declared to us, of course, many blessings, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and to walk in this power of the Lord. But with that, we are going to walk in the life of Jesus Christ, which means sometimes rejection or suffering. But this is cause for rejoicing. And that's what St. Paul teaches when he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice in the Lord. Why? Because he's living the life of Jesus Christ, given to us by the Holy Spirit of God that has been declared to us. So now, hey, we go forward doing all things for love of Jesus Christ and him crucified. We go forth, you know, proclaiming that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And as it says in 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 15, verse 57, it says that in Jesus Christ raised from the dead is where we have our victory. And just to proclaim that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead is victory itself. And then as we do that, as we're doing everything for love of Jesus, St. Paul says, then one who is living this, and this is a message for all of us, that we could have confidence in knowing what God has given to us, his own life. He's given to us the Holy Spirit. And with this confidence in the victory of the resurrection, we can say with St. Paul, therefore, he says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is never in vain. God bless you all.